Now, an elected school committee, on the other hand, answers to the people. It doesn't answer to the mayor. And that, in this city, is a big bonus. School committees, ultimately, should answer to the constituency, the parents. We wonder why parents aren't involved. Well, parents aren't involved because it's so far removed from them, the process is so far removed from them, that they feel like they have no say. It's just going to be what it is. When you look at, you know, I think the jury's still out in my book on Superintendent Brady. There were a lot of things I liked going in. I liked his background. But then they take Hope High School structure, the one thing that seemed to be working in the Providence High Schools, and they rip it apart and they decide to start from scratch. Why do we have to blow up something that's working? We shouldn't be blowing up anything in the city in terms of, you know, changing everything over, you know, flipping it over. But it doesn't seem that you go against the one thing that works, even if what you're saying is federal money wouldn't come if we kept on the same process. Well, federal money doesn't come if you're doing the right thing. I don't quite get that. That means that the city needs a better advocate. It goes back to the mayor doing things in public and being a giant public voice and an advocate for the city.